Hey, it's the Pete here for thepete.com and the Pete podcast. This is the Pete podcast. And there's so much to talk about this week. Things are totally bizarre. The Brexit, which was sort of the surprise of recent days. It's kind of amazing what has happened. Amazing in a bad way. Because I'm just sort of staring at amazement that the British people would be so misled. But it's not like it's too surprising, knowing that, you know, we humans tend to give in to confirmation bias a lot. So when we hear something we already agree with, we assume it's the truth. And we assume that the external, you know, sort of echo chamber effect is actually confirmation of truth. When it's not, we sort of get more entrenched in our beliefs and we forget that there's always a possibility we're wrong. And it turns out a number of people in charge of rallying the troops to vote for the exit of Britain from the EU were lying. One of the main things was, we're spending £350 a year, or £350 billion a year to stay in the EU. Wouldn't it be better to be spending that on the NHS, which is the National Health Service? And, you know, and it's like, yeah, that would be good. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. There was no promise made. And in fact, one of the main, leaders of the Leave movement basically backpedaled within 12 hours of Britain voting to leave the EU. So it's a weird thing, and David Cameron the whole thing is his fault, because he was getting frustrated with this one party getting a bunch of votes every time there was an election. They would get 25% of the vote, apparently. And this party happened to be very vocal about Britain leaving the EU. So he's just like, you know, Cameron's just like fed up. He's just like, forget it. You guys are losers. We're just going to shut you up all once and for all by having a referendum vote. And just call it even, you know, and just be like, look, if you prove it. And boy, did they prove it, because they decided to leave the EU. Nice one, Cam. And he's the conservative. But what ended up happening was the even more conservative, Boris Johnson, and somebody Farage, who sounds like a bad guy in some comic book, doesn't he? Lord Farage. So they basically lied or misled a bunch of people and suggested a bunch of things were gonna happen that were never gonna happen, et cetera. So, you know, now Britain is stuck leaving. They've got to figure out how to leave. Apparently a lot of British people are in denial about this, because they think, oh, well, we'll just have Parliament, negated or something, you know, sign a petition. It's like, nope, sorry, you're done. That's what a referendum is. When the whole country votes to do something, that's it. So anyway, it's a screwy situation. The pound took a pounding, is now cheaper. So if you're thinking about buying that UK exclusive set of Doctor Who collectible glasses, you know, drink glasses, I would do it. I'm kidding. I don't know if that exists or not, I'm eyeing a couple things in Britain right now. I was thinking I might dip into savings for it. But anyway, the point is, find out the truth. Don't just trust some talking white guy in a suit. Most of them aren't very trustworthy. So give in to confirmation bias. This is a great example of how facts and confirming them is a very important part of a functioning and healthy democracy. If we don't know what the reality is, we can't vote properly. So so Britain has learned that lesson, haven't they? And now this move has inspired a bunch of other countries in the EU to think, hey, maybe we should leave. And then even more amusingly, it's encouraged, apparently, Scotland is definitely doing this, but I've heard or I've read that Wales and Northern Ireland might do this as well. They might, start demanding a referendum to leave the UK, which I think would be kind of just desserts for Cameron, because he is like a right-wingy guy, conservative anyway. Oh, Britannia. Anyway, so that's pretty much that. I mean, there's a lot more to talk about. I could muse about it for quite a while, but I kind of pride myself now on keeping these the Pete podcast to a very bite-sized 10 minutes. I know a lot of other people who do a lot of other podcasts that are much longer, and while I enjoy a good deep long podcast, I just don't have time to keep up with all of the ones I love. And I want you to love the Pete podcast, so I'm going to keep it short, so you can love it and not sacrifice too much else to consume it. So, so I can sort of tie the Brexit thing into what I want to talk about next, about general culture stuff. You know, it's like, it's real easy to mock stupid people in Britain for making this really colossally stupid choice, because now they have to, you know, renegotiate all their treaties with mainland Europe. So they can't really trade anything yet with them, so they're kind of cut off. But I'm not going to mock them, because, you know, they were lied to. And a lot of people, everybody around the world we run into people every day that may do things that confuse us or perplex us, and I see it a lot where people just aren't patient for people they don't get. You know, we mock what we don't understand, in this case, stupidity. And believe me, I am at the forefront of people who want to mock stupidity, because lots of times stupidity is wanton. They just choose to not educate themselves. But the thing is, it's just like, you know, we can't take our ball and go home. We have to work with these people. We have to understand that, you know, their lives are completely different from ours, or are different enough so that they have their intelligence level and we have ours. And in some ways, I'm sure some people you would call an idiot are much smarter in some ways than you. And you, of course, you're smarter than them in some ways as well. I mean, we all have something different to bring to the table. Most of us do anyway. Some of us are kind of waste of skin. Donald Trump. But, you know, most of us have something good to bring to the table. So I just encourage everybody to, to just not be too quick to judge. Or if you do judge, just remember, don't use that judgment to determine how you treat this person. Everybody at least thinks they're doing their best, and is trying to just get through life like everybody else. And I just hate to see impatience or intolerance shown towards people. We just had Pride Day in New York, and it's like, I feel like it should be Pride Day every day. I think the colors of the rainbow represent all of us, not just the LGBT community. We are all deserving of patience and tolerance and respect and equal rights, every last one of us. So just think about that. The next time you are ready to be critical about somebody, just don't be. Take a deep breath and try to understand where they're coming from, and maybe be patient and maybe feel some sympathy and compassion, and maybe give them a hug. Maybe not. I'm not a big hugger, but hugs are fun. You know, hugs are feel good when you get them from the right people and they're welcome and needed and so forth. But anyway, I'm almost out of time. Gosh, what did I say about bite size? Damn. All right. This has been the Pete for the Pete podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Let me know what you think. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks for listening. This has been The Pete signing off.